How to free from our death. Is it really possible? Now I will explain a real story about death. Please listen and realize by growing your internal feelings. Now let's start. In the year 1984, a poor family used to live in a village of India. They were five heads: husband, wife, a son of 2 years baby, and old parents. Husband was a farmer, very little income. Husband is running his family with very hurdles. They have been invited for a marriage ceremony of his sister-in-law in Calcutta city, distance from this village, about 300 kilometer. In one early morning, farmer settled to attend this marriage with his wife and little baby. Old parents will not go. Farmer started journey in the early morning. After changing three trains and two buses, they can reach the city Calcutta. Festival of marriage is in the evening time. But due to difficult communication, farmer started journey in the early morning. After changing two trains, they're waiting on the station platform. The station has no flyover to cross one to another platform. So naturally, they were bound to cross the railway track to reach that platform. When they are crossing two tracks, suddenly, one super fast non-stop train was coming in high speed. Somehow, farmer crossed the track with his little baby, but his wife could not cross, and lastly, she ran over. After looking this incident, farmer was speechless for a moment. After some times, railway police came to take this dead body for post-mortem. Police was searching the farmer to identify the dead body of her wife. It is a great tragedy for the dead wife. Just before her accident, she was charming to attend the marriage of her sister. But she is no more. Now she is dead by the pathetic accident. Now she will not charm to attend her sister's marriage. Now she has become as dead body. Her body is going to post-mortem. Can you imagine? Then, more pathetic situation is for this farmer, which is, after post-mortem, farmer goes to burning place, but he has not enough money to buy wood to burn the body of her wife, who was alive just before accident. Then, farmer takes the gold necklace from the neck of her dead wife to purchase wood to burn her body. And after sale this necklace, he purchased sufficient wood to burn her body, and then completed burning. After that, farmer returned back to his village, wifeless, with carrying a fist of ash of his wife's body. This is called Niwati, the last journey of life. Means death comes in right time, right place, and for that particular person. So, our holy saint told that nobody can be free from death. But, as per our good work activities, we will die, but not die. We will be reminded in every human mind. So, after hearing this story, we should positively conscious about not to show any ego, greed, jealousy, dominating attitude to degrade etc. Life has no value. Just, we should concentrate to operate our life with broad thinking, help to each other mentality. Om Shanti. Goodbye.